Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk. Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm your host, Steven.
And I don't know if you've looked at a calendar yet this morning, but it's Friday. Friday, the last day of the week. Friday, pull yourself out of the creek. You're wet and you're soaking and you want to have fun. It's Friday. You're the one.
Ha, yeah.
Just wrote it. It was originally in my head. It actually, before I started singing, in my head, it was a rap. I was going to be all like, Friday, the last day of the week. Something, 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 something creek. That's all I had. That's all I had up there. And then I started singing and out came liquid gold. Liquid gold just pours from my mouth and it goes into these molds. Gold molds. Molds kind of gross. So I found out the day before yesterday. It's been a week. I found out that Alec Baldwin does a podcast called Here's the Thing. Well, here's the thing. I had thought at one point it would be funny if I started a podcast called Here's the Thing, because I don't know if you've noticed, I say Here's the Thing a lot. If you haven't noticed, start paying attention. Because I say it a lot. Sometimes I start to say it now and I'm like, oh, I'm getting ready to say it. I don't have a choice though, because that's what needs to be said right here. That's the only thing that fits. The only thing that's going to make sense right here is here's the thing. So I got to say it. Sometimes I don't even realize I'm saying it. I'll be listening to the educational podcast. That's what I was going to say. Educational podcast. Because I was thinking about editing and listening, because I'm listening when I'm editing, and it came out as, just shut up and keep talking, you idiot. Anyway, I'll be editing, listening back, and I'll say, oh, hey, I said, here's the thing. Take a drink, because I bet you could get, well, I don't know. I may say it once in every episode. I don't know if I could step out on that ledge and say that it's mentioned at least twice in every episode. Got stuck in the old groove there. So this episode, this is your Friday episode. I have nothing at all planned. I have a number of books that I've read recently that I'm not at all prepared to talk about. Two of them I read like 2 weeks ago, and I feel like I need to sit down and kind of revisit them. before I talk to them. Talk to them? I talk to my books. Hello, my name is Stephen, and I talk to my books. The problem is, they talk back to me. And I'm talking like sass. They talk back to me. They give me lip. I say stuff like, hey, book, I'm going to read you today. And the book says, yeah, you ain't reading nothing. And it's not a very good sass. I mean, these books, obviously, they're golden books. I'll be honest with you. They're for children. So they're sass, the way they talk to me. It's not very creatively thought out. But I blame that on the fact that they're children's books. I don't talk to young adult books. That's kind of weird. People look at you weird if you're talking to young adult books. Frankly, I think it's kind of weird that I'm talking to golden books. Last week, I found myself in a library, and they ended up escorting me out because 5 minutes into my trip to the library, I was amongst the periodicals, and we were having a conversation about bears. And when I say we were having a conversation about bears, I was tearing pages out of these books and screaming about polar bears and the rights of man until I was escorted out of the building. I have no idea what brought me to that. I can't remember what I was talking about. I was talking about two comics that I've read recently. And by recently, I mean within the last couple of weeks. And by within the last couple of weeks, I mean at least 2 weeks ago. And how I need to revisit them. And how one of the books I want to talk about, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the name of the creators. And that always makes me feel weird. So I could just not name. I don't have to give the credits in the podcast, right? I don't have to say, today's book that I'm talking about is Farfignugan, issue number 3. This was written by Rolf Steamheimer and art by Manfred. I only got up like an hour and a half ago. I haven't had my coffee yet. So this is the level of quality you get from me when I don't. When I don't plan in any way, and I don't have a good night's sleep, and I don't have the brains in my head, they're like Jell-O. Who likes Jell-O? What's your favorite kind of Jell-O? Do you find that all Jell-O tastes the same? Maybe not the green Jell-O. Back to the matter at hand. Alec Baldwin does a podcast called Here's the Thing. Dashing any hopes that I ever had of rocketing to stardom, hosting a podcast called Here's the Thing. Not that I was ever going to actually do it. I could fill an encyclopedia-sized book, like the letter S. An encyclopedia just for the letter S, because that is like the most used letter in our language. Probably. That's just a guess. But I could fill that book full of stupid ideas I've had for podcasts. Actually, I couldn't because I've only had a couple of them. And you're listening to one right now. Hey! The weather is starting to turn. It's getting colder in the morning. It's still nice during the day. I like the temperature during the day. Sometimes I may have to wear a light jacket. I'm very much a fan of the light jacket. If I could live in a climate... If I could live in an area in which the weather was such that you had to wear a light jacket all the time, I would be doing cartwheels in my mind, not real cartwheels. I can't do a cartwheel. I've seen them on TV. I cannot actually perform the cartwheel. I can see it in my head. I can see myself doing it. I understand the theory. There's no way I'm doing a cartwheel. I have a feeling that if I tried to do a cartwheel, as soon as I got on both hands, my wrists would just snap. I'd start the cartwheel and people would be like, oh, look at him. Look at him. He's so graceful. Look at him execute that cartwheel like a freaking gymnast, like a big round gymnast. And then you would hear two quick snaps, one practically on top of the other, like somebody just snapping chicken bones or celery stalks. The crowd would gasp, and I would roll away, screaming in pain at my broken wrists. I think following the gasp, I think a lot of people would laugh. That's the world we live in, folks. Fat man attempts to do cartwheel, breaks both wrists. Crowd laughs. That would be the headline. That would be on your morning paper the next morning, laying on your porch or in your bushes, wherever the kid threw it. If you still get newspapers. Can you call them newspapers online? Can you get an online newspaper? I don't think so. I don't think so, Jack. How dare you? How dare you call them newspapers when they're not printed on paper? You should call them news websites, news digital, not newspapers, okay? Let's try to back off of that train. Wait till it comes to a stop and it pulls up to the station. Mind the gap. But let's try to back off that train. Let's start a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get out there. You know what we need to do? Because this is something that I've seen done over and over again for years, and it always works. It always works 103% of the time. Yeah, it works 100% of the time. Then the other 3%, it still works. We should start an online petition to get these newspaper companies to stop calling them online newspapers. It's only a newspaper if it's printed on paper. I mean, that worked out so well for Game of Thrones, right? Everybody's watching the new final season that they sunk a lot of money into and redid that obviously everybody's going to love, right? That worked out. Did it? No, I'm being told that didn't work. I'm being told that that is completely false. Living in a dream world, Stephen, a dream world called France. Have you ever been out of the country? Have you ever been out of the country that you currently live in, the country that you were born in? Have you ever been outside of your country of birth? Stephen wants to know. Born in Kansas, raised in Kansas, still live in Kansas. The only time I've ever been outside of the country was my freshman year of high school when our high school band went to a band festival in Toronto, Canada. And let's face it, that's not really out of the country. It's not like we crossed the border and we were in this whole new foreign land. It was Toronto, Canada. I've been all over the United States. The contiguous, is that what it's called? The contiguous United States? Never been to Alaska, never been to Hawaii. I'm pretty sure I've been to every other state, though. The only reason I'm not quite sure is because I was a kid. My parents took us everywhere during the summer, but I don't remember most of it. My memories of vacations are being sick. Probably out of the 100,000 vacations we took, I was sick for possibly 3 of them. So a very low percentage, but sick enough that was my memory. Didn't travel well. I was a child that didn't travel well 0.3% of the time. We had a station wagon growing up. My dad bought one of those big plastic bins that you strap to the rack on top of the station wagon. And that's where all of our suitcases would go. And then he'd just throw us in the station wagon. This was back in the day when seatbelts were for squares. Only losers wore seatbelts. And so we didn't wear seatbelts. We laughed at fate. Seatbelts were for losers. Now I don't even like sitting in a car. I could have the keys in my hands. I could be in my driveway. I feel uncomfortable just sitting in my car without the seatbelt on. Do you wear your seatbelt? Because in Kansas, it's click it or ticket. Are you required to wear a seatbelt where you live? Is that a law? Do you feel that law is unfair? I don't like the American government telling me I got to wear a seatbelt. I don't want to wear a seatbelt. I ain't going to wear no seatbelt. I mean, it does seem like a silly law. It's really a law meant to protect you and nobody else. Because whether or not you're wearing a seatbelt, it's not going to affect the driver that hits you or you hit. I do hear people, though. I do feel like there's some disgruntlement. New word, maybe. I do feel like people, there are some, a group, a niche, a piece of society that are disgruntled because they have to wear their seatbelt. It wrinkles my clothes. I'm wearing chiffon, and it does not. It's anti-chiffon. Not even really quite sure what chiffon is. I believe you can find it on a dress. Are you disgruntled about having to wear a seatbelt? Because again, I feel naked just sitting in the car without the seatbelt on. I feel like at any moment, I'm right now sitting in a parking lot. The sprinklers are going off next to me. So I'm trapped inside my car right now unless I want to get wet. But I'm sitting in a parking lot recording this episode. I don't have my seatbelt on. And there's a part of me worried that out of nowhere, a semi-truck is just going to plow into the side of me. Now, that'd be a real trick because I have a row of cars on one side. The other side, I'm fully exposed, however. That's where the sprinkler is. One last thing before I wrap it up. I watched the trailer for the new Bloodshot movie with Vin Diesel. I watched it last night. Now, yes, last night, I was under the impression that they released the new Star Wars trailer. Now, this is like the second or third, the final trailer for the new Star Wars movie. And I subscribed to a website, a YouTube channel that plays movie trailers. So as I'm on YouTube at home last night on the PS4, I think to myself, hey, I think they were releasing the Star Wars trailer today. Let's go see. And I go down to this YouTube channel and it's not there. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't release it yesterday. It just means that this site didn't get it for whatever reason. Maybe they get them the day after. I don't know. But they did have the trailer for the new Bloodshot movie. And I thought, hey, here's a comic I've never read. Let's watch the trailer. And I don't know that I'll be watching this movie. The trailer I found very annoying. It was like 2.5 minutes long. And it's the premise is there's a dude that they keep sending out on missions. It's like they can control his brain. They send him on a mission, tricking him into thinking he's killing somebody for revenge, apparently. But he's killing somebody else. And then they put him back to sleep. And then they start it all over again. So when he wakes up again, he has no memory. They tell him he had died. Then they rebuilt him. And that seems to be the case, maybe, because he seems to have some kind of weird powers. He can heal. He's stronger. But they were playing this Johnny Cash song in the trailer in which he croons on and on about memories. But they kept replaying like the first four words of this line, memories. I can't remember how he performed it. I don't recognize the song, but they just kept playing it over and over and over and over again. And at the end of that 2.5 minutes, the last thing I wanted to do was watch this movie for fear that I would hear that freaking song again. So whoever came up with that idea, well, you're not my friend. I don't know. You might be a pretty cool person. Sometimes our ideas don't always pan out. But in the trailer, there's at one point in the trailer where he's fighting this freaking robot spider looking dude, and they fall out of this window or something, and they're falling to great heights. And guess what they're doing as they're falling? The thing that I have started to hate the most in our CGI generation, they're fighting as they're falling. Get over this already, Hollywood. It's no longer impressive. It's stupid. Nothing turns me off of a movie anymore than when two people are falling from a great height and they continue to fight as they're falling. That just drives me nuts anymore. Black Panther is the movie that was like the last nail. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Black Panther, I'm loving. Loving this movie, everything about it. I'm almost dancing in my seat. Black Panther, it's such a good movie. Gonna eat my popcorn, gonna watch the movie. Oh, it's so good, I'm enjoying every single bit of it. And then he knocks him and the other guy, they're fighting and they fall. And as they're falling, they're fighting. And I just went, oh, heck no. I just don't like it. I don't like it anymore. I know that the first time that they did it, everybody, I was one of them that just went, holy crap. These two are so committed to their battle that they don't even have time to be afraid of the fact that they're falling. They have to get in their last blows before they die. That's how committed they are to beating each other up. Look at them. They're fighting each other while they're falling. That's the most insane thing I've ever seen. And now it's just like, lame, stop it. It's not cool anymore.
This moment of irrational rage has been brought to you by the letter R. That's R for rage. Have some today.
All right, that's my episode. I just gave you a full episode of nothing. Nothing!
You're welcome. Be nice to each other. I'm out of here.
Just Another Fanboy is a presentation of the Stephen Or Else podcast. Questions and comments can be directed to feedback@StephenOrElse.com. You can support the show for as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/StephenROr and get instant access to the My Other Podcast podcast, a weekly show about whatever crawls its way into my tiny little mind just moments before I tap record. You can find me on the World Wide Web at StephenOrElse.com or find me on Twitter and Instagram by searching for @StephenOrElse. I also encourage you to subscribe to the show, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with a friend. Just Another Fanboy is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. You can find that over at comicspodcasts.com. All links will be in the show notes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.